Hello, this is Jolynn Braley, the FAT Release Coach, and I am very, very excited to be here on the line right now with Kathleen from Colorado. She is a graduate of the Inner Self Diet, and I'm always excited to do these calls with any graduate of the Inner Self Diet. It's always very inspiring, and I know that there are folks listening who get inspired and they can relate to where somebody like Kathleen used to be, because that's where they are now and they really want to be where she is now. What is even more special, though, about this call right now is that Kathleen graduated over a year ago. So this is really, really special. We're going to hear from Kathleen to hear, you know, is it really true? Is struggle-free weight loss really possible? Is struggle-free permanent weight loss really the truth? And what is it like for Kathleen? And, well, first of all, hi, Kathleen. Thank you for being on the line.
Hi, Jolynn. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Good. I'm glad that you're here, too. And just a little bit of background about Kathleen. Even before we met, she's a very smart lady, very, very smart. She was already successful in her business life. And the thing is, and this is how it is for the folks that I work with, these exceptional women and a few cool men, it's not that these people aren't intelligent. They're very, very smart, and they take action, and they are very successful in their work life and their business life, but they haven't ever been able to succeed permanently with the area of food and their weight. And that's where Kathleen was at before we met. But we're actually going to hear from her so Kathleen can tell us in her own words what that was like. But that's just a little bit of background. And Kathleen, is it okay that I share with everyone your age also?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Okay. And Kathleen, she's 52 now. She was 51 when we were working together. And how many years was it that you were in that struggle with food and your weight?
When I had the initial call with you, we calculated it up, and it was 33 years that I had been in struggle with my weight.
33 years. That is a big chunk of time, isn't it?
Huge chunk of time. Huge, mm-hmm. huge part of my life.
Yeah. Well, let's start out with that. If you could please share, what was it like before we met? What was it like to be in that struggle for 33 years? You know, what did that feel like to you? And how was it with food and your weight back then?
Well, I think, you know, my biggest challenge, which is, I think, a lot of women's same challenge, is emotional eating. So I learned at a young age, probably by watching from example of other women in my family, you know, aunts, you know, cousins, that we would eat when good things would happen. We would eat when bad things would happen. You soon learn that you would eat when you're frustrated to make yourself feel better. I was a huge emotional eater, and it seemed to roller coaster over my life. And sometimes it was worse. Sometimes I could control it. I would get down. I had been down in a good weight several times in my life, but I could not stay there. The emotional eating always reared its head, and I always went back to it, and I always seemed to fall off into a hole of emotional eating that felt out of control to me. So, and it just seemed to get worse over the years. Started when I was, you know, a teen, and mm-hmm. and just grew from there, and I couldn't get myself out of the mindset, didn't know how to get myself out of the mindset of this emotional eating.
Mm-hmm. And how did that feel to be in that? How did that feel emotionally to be stuck in that pattern?
Well, you know, I think when I was much younger, I didn't realize that it was a problem because everyone around me was doing the same thing. So you didn't realize it until it was too late. And then you're stuck and you don't know how to handle anything else. And it feels terrible. You feel imprisoned by it. You feel your hands are tied and you don't know, you know, it's just a hard feeling to describe, but you can't get out of it, and you don't know where to turn, especially, you know, if the problem is prevalent, if you've seen other people in your family with it, it's, you don't know where to turn, and you don't know how to get out of it, and it sucks. It feels terrible.
Yeah, thanks. That's a very simple way of saying it, yeah.
Yeah.
Not any fun. And
yeah.
I know, because, and as you know, I used to be there too, so I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But then here you are now. Here you are today, and actually, you know, you've had a whole year here since we worked together, over a year. So what is it like for you today with food and your weight? How does it feel? Is it still a struggle? What's going on now?
Since I have taken the course, things have only gotten better. I have completely changed my mindset, and it has been through the work in your course where I have done the lessons, I've done the homework, and then I've continued them. So I felt completely changed when I finished the course, and now I feel even more changed because I've continued them. And, you know, you can only, it seems like you can only go up from the end of the course. You know, you can only go up from there. You can only learn more and continue to go. I don't feel the emotional struggle that I used to with eating. I still use the tools, and I take, you know, positive action from those, and my struggles are no longer. I can see them in the past, and they're completely different. I'm a completely different person now than I was before the course. I feel
mm-hmm.
I feel that way 100%. I feel completely different, and I look at emotional eating completely differently, and I do not have the struggles that I did before the course.
Well, that's exciting.
Mm-hmm. It's super exciting. It is life-changing. I meant everything I wrote on the testimonial at the time, at the end of the course, and it's
mm-hmm.
just gotten better from there.
Yes, and thank you very much for the updated written testimonial that you sent in. And before we go on with any more questions here, I have a couple more questions for you. I want to acknowledge you for the fact that the way that you got to where you are now, where you're not having any struggle anymore with food and with your weight. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. It just keeps dropping.
How many pounds have you dropped so far?
18, and it looks like I'll have my official weigh-in tomorrow, but it looks like I'm at another pound gone. So it looks like one more pound's gone. So I think I'm at 19 at least right now.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And has it truly been struggle-free without deprivation and without forcing yourself to release those 19 pounds?
Yes, the deprivation is completely gone. It is struggle-free when I use my tools and feels natural and feels great. It's a completely different mindset than the standard diet mindset that everyone thinks is out there. You know, the deprivation, you have to starve yourself, you have to punish yourself, you have to do this and not do that. It's so much more than that, and it's individualized. Everyone has their own you know, individual miracle is what I think it is. And it takes away that emotional struggle that used to be there.
Yeah, that's lovely what you just said there. Everybody has their own individual miracle.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the way I feel.
Good. And a few minutes ago, what I was about to say. Was that it's very important to acknowledge you for the fact that you took action, because you did what I gave you to do throughout the steps of the Inner Self Diet. You did your homework. You have also mentioned here today that you have continued to use your inner self tools to maintain your mindset. And I heard you say that as long as you use your tools, it's still struggle free, which tells me that it's true what I taught you and what I mentored you through and mentored all the graduates through, that this is an ongoing process. You do need to continue to maintain your mindset for life, and you know how to do that.
Yes.
Yeah, so congratulations and full acknowledgement to you for taking action with what I mentored you through. I mean, would you have gotten there totally on your own without me?
No.
Probably not. No? Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. No.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Okay.
Absolutely
and
not.
And at the same time, thank you. And thank you for giving me acknowledgement there too. And at the same time, though, the only reason I'm bringing this up is because it's so important to note the fact that it's not like someone, it's not like I took a magic wand and tapped you on the head. You did the steps. You learned how to step into your own power to take control of your own mind, which leads your body, and that's how you got to where you are now.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yes, I did. I did exactly what you taught me, the tools, and it felt like many miracles were happening all along the way, and they've continued. So,
mm-hmm.
It's everything that you teach, and that's what's happening. And it's so completely different from anything else that's out there, and it's just completely life-changing. And I'm forever grateful for it. I really am.
Well, good. And you know what's really interesting? Well, you could answer this question yourself. Is there any area of your life, any area? Your work life, your sex life, your spirituality, your fitness, your body, your vacation time, your shopping excursions, how you sleep, how you eat, when you're watching television, when you're watching a movie, when you go out for a walk, when you're playing with your kids or your pets or your husband or your family or your friends or talking to someone or reading a book, any area of your life whatsoever that this transformation has not impacted in a positive way?
Not any areas that I can think of, not any of the areas that you mentioned. You feel, when you're doing these things, you feel like you're doing them with fresh eyes, fresh ears, fresh breath.
Mm-hmm.
Everything feels fresh, fresh and different. You feel looking at it as your very best self could ever possibly look at something or act or, go through whatever situation it is. You're doing it as a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
And not to say that you're a different person, not to say that you change people. You reveal them is what it more is. It's like it's that best person inside of me that now can actually live life. And, And that's what I think, too, I mean by when I say the individual miracle, because everyone is an individual, and
right.
And you're all, I think everyone is capable of being their best self, but we need to, without your tools, without your course, I would never have gotten there.
Wow, thank you. I love what you just said there, that And I've said this before, but in different words, and the way you just said it was, it's not that I became a different person. I became the person that was there all along, but now she is revealed. You helped me reveal her.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of the Kathleen that was covered up with the struggle and the stress and the weight and the negativity and the resistance and the gunk, Now, all of that has been lifted off, and you are revealed to be the Kathleen that you really were all along, but you couldn't see her, no one else could see her, and you couldn't live her until now because she was just too weighed down with everything else.
Yes, she got covered up over the years.
Yeah.
Mhm. Mhm. She did, and now she's here.
Yeah, and we just came out of the holiday season here. Also, we're talking right now. It's the middle of January. It's only 2 weeks past New Year's Day, and this is a time of year when everybody wants to lose weight, and they probably made a New Year's resolution on December 31st that they were going to lose weight. Sadly, the way it goes, though, is that by now, middle of January here, just 15, 16 days into the year, those gyms that were packed full are now back to normal because it's just not possible to use your willpower to force yourself to become something on the outside that you're not already a match to on the inside. So a couple questions. First of all, did you make a New Year's resolution to lose weight, Kathleen?
No, I did not.
Because you didn't need to, did you?
I did not. I was already, I'm already on the journey.
Yep.
So, yeah.
So none of that, no need to, for you to do that. Did you ever do that in the past before we met? Did you ever make New Year's resolutions to lose weight?
Every year.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And how long would that last for you past January 1st?
Depended on the year. You know, like I said, sometimes I was able to get myself down to a goal weight, and then sometimes I wasn't. So, I mean, bad years, I would give it up in a couple of weeks, and, you know, the good years, I would get there. But I never could maintain it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So every year.
Okay. And this year you didn't because you didn't need to, so yay you.
Yeah, I feel different.
And then what was your holiday season like this year compared to holiday seasons in the past when you were in that struggle?
Holiday season this year was completely different from past holiday seasons. I had been, you know, almost the whole year out of your course, and it was a really striking difference to me this holiday season from last holiday season, from everything from the physical activities that we did to just social and family gatherings. I felt like a completely different person. I felt free. I didn't feel weighed down by negative thoughts. I was able to enjoy every moment when I wasn't, you know, sitting back worried about, oh, you know, I can't do this. I'm too fat. I can't do that. I can't have this conversation. I feel too uncomfortable. None of that happened. And in the past, that always happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt completely freed up, and I also went out skiing. I hadn't skied in over 20 years, and I went out and I skied on the slopes. I just wanted to see what I could do, and I think my brother made a comment, I can't believe that you're going out skiing. I never thought that you would. I didn't make plans to ski because I figured you wouldn't. I said, why would you figure that? So there I was out there skiing, and everyone just had a blast. It was a lot of fun.
And what was your eating like? Did you still enjoy the holiday season without stress eating and emotional eating?
I did, and I hadn't really given it that much thought until just a second when you said that, but I do not remember anything like, oh, I better eat this and not that, and gosh darn it, I'm going to have, you know, every kind of pie that there is. None of that. I don't ever remember that, and that is something that happened in the past when some holiday seasons I would want to cram everything in because I figured it was my only opportunity because January 1st I was going to start a diet. I didn't have that this year, and I chose to eat what I felt like eating and stopped when I was full, and there were desserts that I passed up because I just didn't feel like eating them.
Mm-hmm.
So you see how it affects every instance when you think about it. It's just completely different. So I hadn't really thought of that. But there was no struggle with holiday eating for me this year.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
I feel really good about that. I hadn't even really thought about the food part. I was so excited about the physical part.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting, huh?
Yeah, really. Yeah, it's. But I'm not also not surprised because I feel completely changed.
Mm-hmm. And then one other thing, too. Most of the folks I work with, they don't follow a structured type of eating plan. And then some do, like you.
Mm-hmm.
You like Weight Watchers, and that is totally awesome. What's important is that if that's something that clicks with you, that you actually are able to do the steps of it and do it without any struggle. And in order to be able to do that, you've got to have the 90% in place, which is your inner self, your weight loss mindset, which you have, so that then you can do the steps that Weight Watchers gives you, which Weight Watchers is 10% of the solution. The diet and exercise is only 10% of getting the body that you want and maintaining it for life. 90% of the challenge is your mindset, your inner self, and you've got that going. So I'm just curious, and for those listening too, who maybe they like Weight Watchers or they see commercials and they'd like to do it, but they can't either get started or they start it and they can't even keep going. What is your experience like with that now compared to all the times in the past that you had done Weight Watchers?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my mindset is completely different. I hadn't been to a Weight Watchers meeting in about 5 years, and I went back a short time ago. I hadn't went back to meetings at the end of the course, but sometime after that I did. My mindset had been, it was a complete change in my mindset from this time to the last time I went to meetings, which was 5 years ago. And I had continually updated myself online with their program and basically tried to follow their structure of how they promote eating, because I do think it's a good thing, and I am kind of a structured person, so that's why it clicks with me. But I know it doesn't click with everybody, and that's okay. But I like it. It's something that I like. And my mindset is completely different when I'm looking at it, and I realize in the meetings that how much it is mindset from everything that is said in the meetings from people, and what's being taught, what's being given, is you need to have the mindset to work it,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll work right. And in order, and I can see the bigger picture, I can see that in order for it to work forever, you have mm-hmm. to have that calm, loving yourself mindset,
mm-hmm.
and it will work. And I like being, you know, part of that community, and I can see it so much differently now, so much more clearly now than I did 5 years ago. So, it's, you know, I feel like I'm a success on that also.
Mm-hmm. Good. What was your biggest overall most wonderful, exciting transformation you got out of this journey through the Inner Self Diet?
My most exciting transformation? There have been so many that I have felt. It's hard to name just one. The one thing I can say is when I wrote to you in the very beginning, you asked me what I was looking for,
mm-hmm.
and I was saying I want something so life-changing that I will never have to worry about this again,
mm-hmm.
and I cannot believe that I got it. I asked for something that I didn't even think was out there that was that I could possess, that I could actually get, and you gave it to me. And so it's like all wrapped up in that one little one little, this is what I want, and that's what I got. So you know, as far as, you know, even the littler things that, you know, my clothes are falling off of me. I never thought I'd get out of this size jeans that I'm wearing, and I am. I'm in the next size down. I thought I was going to be there forever. And that's
what
gone.
Size did you go? What size did you go from, and what size are you now?
12. I'm into a 10, and they're getting loose on me now.
Exciting. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So there's that. There's, I don't know, there's so many. It is hard for me to put it into words, but you feel like, I guess, like, you know, a revealed better person. And you're just thrilled with every little day in life. There's something to be, you know, grateful for. You look at things different. And so every day seems like a transformation all over again.
Well, that's very exciting. What I heard you say there is that you realize that in that, I believe what you're talking about is when you applied for a complimentary weight loss discovery session with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so you wrote in your application that you wanted a solution that would give you the outcome where you wouldn't have to worry about this food and weight thing anymore.
Yes.
And that's what you got.
That's what I got. I never thought that I would get it. And I did. And I didn't think I didn't think it was, I could get it. I didn't think anyone out there could walk me through the steps to get it. I didn't think it was possible, and it is.
That's amazing. That's very interesting what you said, Kathleen, that you didn't even necessarily believe that you could have what you wanted, but you asked for it and you got it. And I have been hearing from other graduates that one of the biggest outcomes, if not the biggest outcome, they got out of their journey to struggle-free permanent weight loss is that they're no longer worried about it. Whether they are still on the journey of releasing the excess fat or if they have gotten to their ideal body weight, either way, they're not worried about the rest of the fat coming off, and they're not worried about maintaining it because they know, just like you know, how to stay in that struggle-free zone. You know how to maintain your mindset, which you must feed your mind before you feed your body if you want your actions in your body to be struggle-free. And there's just no more anxiety, stress, worry, drama. There's no more of that. It's just like, hey, I'm on my path. I'm doing it. I feel good. This is cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel. Yes. Yeah.
Great. And if there is someone listening right now who can relate to where you used to be, this is a woman who is very smart. She's already very successful in her work life, in her business life. She has been struggling for years, just like you used to struggle. You were struggling for 33 years, back and forth with the diets. She knows how to lose weight, and she's actually lost weight before, but she's never been able to maintain it. And she would love to end the struggle like you have. In fact, you know what this would be like, Kathleen? This would be like you talking to the old Kathleen right now. Mm. The old Kathleen who doesn't, she really wants it, but she doesn't even really believe that she can have it.
Mm-hmm.
And she is listening to you right now, and she might even be doubting what you're saying. She might be in negativity saying, well, that's nice for her, but I'm different. You know, how could I get what she's got? And I don't know if anything could really even work for me. You know, she's saying that these steps that Jolynn mentored her through worked for her, but I don't know. I've done everything. I've been everywhere. Yeah, I've never worked with Jolynn, but, you know, I'm feeling pretty frustrated with my struggle now. So what would you say to her? What would you say to this old Kathleen who really wants to be where you are, but she is so frustrated and she doesn't even know if anyone could help her, let alone that I could help her. What would you say to her?
Mm-hmm. I would say, I completely understand the struggle. I completely understand the hesitation. I completely understand the thought that you don't think that there is something out there that can get you where you want to be in life. But there is. I had the same issues when I thought that, and when I initially wrote to JoLynn and said, I want something so incredibly life-changing that I never have to look back and that it will change me forever. I wrote it in my mind as a challenge because I wanted to see what she was going to answer me. And she answered me with complete confidence and told me in so many words, I can do that for you if you're willing to step up for yourself. And so I took the course, did the work, and I got all I can describe it as an individual miracle. I feel completely different, completely changed. She came through with what she said she was going to do. She did it, and she called herself a catalyst because we have to do the work. You have to invest. You have to do the work. You have to focus. But it's doable, and it feels so good, and you will learn to love the tools.
Wow. And did you also learn to love yourself, Kathleen?
I learned to love myself, yes. And I always did love myself before, but it creates a new level of love, a new level of respect that you didn't know you had or that you didn't know you were capable of. And it makes that much more powerful also.
Well, this is very exciting. This call has given me chill bumps.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. It's very inspiring to hear what you've said here today and what you've shared. And for anyone who's listening who honestly and sincerely relates to Kathleen, and also notice that when you hear people talk about these transformations, when it's really a real transformation, they don't sound like a cheerleader. They don't sound like somebody jumping up and down from the rooftop saying, oh, do this, do this. Notice how Kathleen has shared this with you. And if you need to rewind this recording and listen again, you can do that. But she's just telling you like it is, you know, what her results are and what her life is like now and how she feels. This is the best way I can say it to end this call. Knowing goes so far beyond belief and believing that you don't know it until you know it. But when you do know it, you know it. And there's no refuting it. It's just how it is. So thank you so much for being on the call, Kathleen. Oh, and also for those of you listening, if you do truly resonate with Kathleen and you're serious about making core transformation in your life, getting to the bottom of your ongoing food and weight struggles so that they can be healed, so that you can move on with your life, so that you no longer have to worry about food and about your weight, so that you can release the excess fat from your body and allow it to stay off, so that you can do it without deprivation. If you want to follow Weight Watchers or some other structured eating plan that makes sense, something that is healthy and doable, then great. Get the mindset for it, just like Kathleen did, and then do it. Or if you would rather not follow something structured, then, you know, I've got a lot of people that just do the steps that I give them. It's up to you what feels best to you. But if you'd love to have that freedom from the worry and actually feel good and, you know, have these results like Kathleen talked about, your first step would be to do exactly the same thing that she did. What she did is she filled out an application for a weight loss discovery session, and that's a complimentary call with me one-on-one. You do need to apply for that. It's an application process. So when you fill out the application, make sure that you completely fill it out with all details. And you would access that at fearlessfatloss.com/call, C-A-L-L, or if you're hearing this audio on stophidingbehindthefat.com, then go to stophidingbehindthefat.com/call. And that's your first step, is to fill that out. That's only for you if you really are serious, like Kathleen was, and like you can hear in her voice, she was serious about getting results. She wanted a big, bold transformation, and she got it. And she got there by doing the steps. She did the work. She did the steps that I gave her to do. She asked questions when she didn't understand something. She asked me for help. She asked me for feedback when she needed it, and she kept going, and here she is today. So congratulations again, Kathleen. Thank you so much for being here on the call. This is so, so neat to be talking to you over a year after you graduated the Inner Self Diet, and continued success to you.
Thank you. Thank you, JoLynn. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here, happy to be talking to you again.
You're welcome. Thank you. And thank you for listening in. This is JoLynn Braley, the FAT Release Coach. Here's to your best life while in your ideal body.